The Mac Tournament on ESPN 1540 KNR2.
11:56 to play here at the Q. Dave DiNatale, Bruce Hooley with you in this MAC semifinal matchup. The Buffalo Bulls, the 2 seed in this tournament, lead the 7th seed Akron Zips 45-38. And Bruce, numbers sometimes are deceiving. In the case of the rebounds in this game, they're really not. It is all Buffalo at this point.
Yeah, if you count the missed shots at the Buffalo end, there have been 31 available shots, 12 of them have gone to Buffalo. They've got 12 offensive rebounds, Akron with 19 defensive rebounds, and those 12 offensive rebounds have led to an 18-2 edge in second chance points for Buffalo. That's a 16-point margin, and when you look at this score right now, 7 points, that's where Akron has lost touch with Buffalo here tonight.
Also, Buffalo with 10 fast break points to 0 for the Zips. Akron shooting 5 of 20 from beyond the three-point line. And for the game now at 42% from the field, Buffalo at 40%.
Coach Dambrock going back to his lineup with both Isaiah Johnson and Pat Forsyth in the game together. That was good for Akron in the first half, playing the two bigs together. Jake Kretzer leaves the game. He's got 2 3-point field goals for the Zips, their most successful shooter from long range so far tonight.
In addition to Johnson and Forsyth, Antonio Jackson, Reggie McAdams, and D.G. Abatayo in there for the Zips. And here's a steal by Shannon Evans. Just took it right away from Antonio Jackson.
Just turnover number 9. Good physical defense on the perimeter right there. He knew the pass was headed for Reggie McAdams. He got in the passing lane and stole it.
Riddell Wigginton with it for the Bulls. Hands back to Evans. Evans tried to throw it into Skeet. It was poked away initially. Jaron got it back. Gives to Johnson at the top of the key. 16 seconds on the shot clock. Skeet tried to drive. Ran into Forsyth. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch, Buffalo.
Guess who? Pat Forsyth occupying space inside. But the bad news is Skeet stepped on his foot. Pat Forsyth is limping back down to the Akron end.
As McAdams will throw it into Forsyth in the backcourt. Buffalo pressing. One of the first times tonight we've seen them press here. And Jackson will get it across to Forsyth. Left wing to Ibitayo. Akron down 45-38, and away we've got a foul called against Buffalo as Ibitayo was trying to take it inside, and Xavier Ford gets tagged with the foul. So both teams now with 3 team fouls as Justin Moss will return to the game for Buffalo. Ford in, Raheem Johnson will sit.
Justin Moss, MAC Player of the Year, bothered by an ankle that he rolled in practice this week, has just 3 points for Buffalo so far.
What rebounds does he have here? 3 points, 3 rebounds. Xavier Ford has filled the load very nicely tonight, though, for the Bulls. In the left corner, it's Jackson trying to throw it into Forsyth. Couldn't control the pass. It goes to Skeet.
Forsyth really was not open inside. He had to go and reach for the pass, and it was jabbed away and into the lane, and Buffalo took control.
And Antonio Jackson getting a call for a foul, trying to reach in and poke it away from Wigginton. And for Antonio, that's his 2nd. Now 4 on the Zips. And quickly, Jackson will sit. Niles Evans, the senior, will come back in the game. Antonio's had a tough night.
Yeah, he's had a really tough night tonight. They need to get him going. He was big for Akron in their wins over Western and Kent, but freshman just has not been able to find a rhythm tonight.
Evans will throw it inbounds to Ford. Back to Evans. Drives right of the lane. Beats Wigginton on the drive. Put it up. No, but draws the charge by Pat Forsyth. Wow. Forsyth is everywhere. Wigginton gets called for his 2nd foul. That'll be number 4 on the Bulls.
Got to be awfully proud of Pat Forsyth tonight. If you're a Brunswick Blue Devil, he just took a tough bit of contact on the previous possession when he stood in to take a charge, and one of the Buffalo players landed on his foot, but he went right back to it and drew the charge this time.
I know his high school coach, Joe Mackey, is paying close attention. I saw him on Twitter talking about it yesterday. Very, very proud down in Brunswick of what Pat Forsyth is doing.
Well, and Akron's got a lot to look forward to with 2 more seasons from Pat Forsyth.
Evans will bring it across here for the Zips. Niles Evans gets a screen from Johnson. Dribbles right of the lane. Akron down 45-38. Approaching 10 minutes to play in the second half. Ball into Johnson for Forsyth, and he'll slam it down with 2 hands. Isaiah Johnson with a half dozen.
We never saw the double big lineup last night with Johnson and Forsyth together for Akron. This is just part of Keith Dambrot's artistry on the sideline. He's always looking for angles. It's been great for Akron so far tonight.
What did you say? Another button at the push. Yep. Here's Skeet to answer for 3. Misses badly. Ball loose on the floor, and it comes to McAdams.
Johnson from Buffalo had it in his hands. Reggie McAdams hustled in and got it back, and Akron trying to cut further into that Buffalo lead.
Evans gets a Johnson screen for the Zips. He'll pull up for an open three. In and out. Rebound poked around. Xavier Ford's got it.
Boy, these Akron threes look like they're right on target, and they just are coming up a little bit short. Could be the legs after playing so many games in so few nights.
Bearden will go to Ford, fakes the three, dribbles right side, drives, shoots, misses, rebound Ibataya.
Great job by Isaiah Johnson to stand in there, try to draw the charge, and instead bothered the shot.
Ibataya to Forsythe. Forsythe from the left elbow, drives, shoots, scores, nope, the call charge.
Oh.
Moss took the charge for the Buffalo Bulls. Forsythe can't believe it, no basket. And for Pat Forsythe, that is foul number one. That will be number five now on the Zips.
I'd love to see a replay of that. My tendency would be to tell you that ball was out of Pat Forsythe's hand before the contact. I believe Akron should have gotten credit for the hoop right there.
Quan Cheatham returns. Pat Forsythe, another good shift for the Zips. He'll sit down. Bearden will walk it up for Buffalo. They lead 45-40. We've got 9:20 to play in the ballgame. Between the circles, Moss. Hands it over to Bearden. He'll drive. Kicks to Skeet. Open three left side. In and out. Rebound. Hustled down by Bearden. Another offensive rebound for Buffalo. Over to Moss. Jumper right side is no good. And the rebound grabbed by Cheatham.
Akron dodges the bullet there. Niles yep. Evans got to track that first offensive rebound. They can't continue to give Buffalo more opportunities.
As Ibataya, before he could take it to the basket, got fouled by Buffalo. Foul is going to be on Bearden. That's his first. Now both teams with five fouls here in the second half. Jake Kretzer back in for Akron, and Kretzer will replace Reggie McAdams.
You'd think the Akron people will be getting into this a little bit more here. These last couple calls have charged them up some, but
yeah.
Usually at a juncture like this, Central Michigan would start to pull for Akron too, because you'd think they'd want to get a tired team in the MAC final tomorrow. So we'll have to see where the crowd goes. Buffalo's got a nice contingent.
Kretzer off the inbounds, three in the right corner, no good. Followed by Ibataya, no, but he gets the ball back underneath the hoop. Tried to put it up and draws the foul. DG Ibataya with some great hustle for the Zips. He'll go to the line.
Well, you see the Akron kids and how bad they want it and how hard they're working here. You'd love for something good to happen for them, for their effort paying off, but hey, Buffalo's not going to hand it to them. I mean, they're really going to have to earn it, but what a comeback by Akron to get this into a manageable number, and now see if Ibataya can cut into it further at the line.
Foul on Evans, his second, and that's now six on the Bulls as a team. So Akron in the bonus after this for the rest of the game. Ibataya hits the free throw. He's got 4 points tonight. DG on the season is a 74% shooter from the stripe. 45-41 Buffalo. 8:51 to play. Second shot. Got it. DG makes it 45-42. It's Akron trailing three. And as Bruce Hooley mentioned it,
here come the
Akron fans.
Yep. Standing up, lifting their team defensively at the time when they need it.
And you went for some action here at the cue. 45-42 Buffalo. Shannon Evans has it. Guarded by Ibataya. Shot clock at 18. Evans dribbles left side. Screen from Moss. Pulls back. Gives to Ford. Three from the right wing. No good off the back of the iron. Kretzer with the rebound. Akron can pull within one or tie it on this trip.
Nice job by Kretzer there. The bigger, stronger Justin Moss was battling him for that rebound, but Kretzer held him off, and now the Zips attacking.
Here's Evans at the line. Drives. Had a shot blocked by Ford out of bounds. Oh, they got to call a foul there, too?
Foul call on Xavier Ford on the arm of Niles Evans. I thought they might get a goaltending call.
That is Ford's second foul, and that will put Buffalo over the limit. Niles Evans will shoot two.
Here's what we saw last night. Akron was very successful getting Kent in foul trouble early in the second half. That's the seventh foul on Buffalo. Akron still has a foul to give, so the Zips will be at the line with every foul from here on out.
Now, no one player in particular. As Evans hits that first free throw, Niles Evans now with 5 points. Nobody has more than two fouls, though, individually for Buffalo. So the news is good from that standpoint, but as Bruce mentioned, Zips in the bonus the rest of this ballgame. Second shot, good as well, and Akron's within one, 45-44, as bodies hit the floor after that free throw. Isaiah Johnson and Justin Moss both down, no foul called, and Buffalo will inbound.
Well, there's a lot of meat on the table when Isaiah Johnson and Justin Moss go down. This young man with the towel, he's got a little work to do to clean up that wet spot.
6 points for Niles Evans, 45-44. It's Buffalo by one.
Akron bench exhorting the zips from the sideline. Let's get a rebound. Keith Dambrot taking his fist, pounding his heart.
Now,
asking these guys how bad they want it.
Earlier re-entry than normal for Pat Forsythe. He's back in there with 8:10 to go. Usually they don't bring him back until after the media break.
Pat Forsythe pounds his heart back at Keith Dambrot. He goes over to DG Abatayo. He's doing the same thing to him. This feels like when the Duke Blue Devils used to pound the floor, and right on cue, Niles Evans does that exact thing.
Here's Bearden, dribbles right side, kicks to Ford at the foul line, drives over Cheatham, shut up, it's short, Cheatham there for the rebound.
Juan Cheatham, great job moving his feet, blocking the path to the basket, getting high, soaring for the rebound. The Zips are engaged and their crowd is into it.
Niles Evans will bring it down, he'll drive, he'll draw contact and foul from Moss. And Niles Evans will go to the free throw line after this timeout. That foul number 3 on Moss. 7:46 to play here at the Q. Buffalo 45, Akron 44. You're listening to the ESPN Cleveland MAC Basketball.